This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The WebC Music Station, Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author. His name is Osiris. He's been on the air with us before, and he has a brand new book called Goodbye, John. Osiris, thanks so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
It's been good. Been very, very good. Thank you so much for having me back on.
Anytime.
I couldn't wait for this.
Anytime. I'm so glad you came back on with us to talk about this brand new book you have, and it's called Goodbye, John. Tell me all about this brand new, awesome children's book that you wrote.
All right, cool. So Goodbye, John is a story of a child who grew up with a stuffed animal, right? He had this, it could be a woman too, a boy or girl. It's not really specific to a gender, but it's about a story of a kid who grew an attachment to a stuffed animal. He aged throughout ages throughout his life. He forms these memories with this stuffed animal. When he becomes a little too old for the animal, he decides to give it away to another young child so that that young child can begin to have their own memories and fond memories with that same stuffed animal. And the cycle continues from there. So it's a little cutesy story. It's about a 28-page children's book. You can get do a quick read of that in probably less than 2 minutes. It's a sentence per page. The age range is from two to eight. Really colorful. The pictures there are really vibrant. The artist, his name is Bernilius. He's an art director. He did everything by hand. He painted it. He did watercolors with it as well.
That's amazing.
Yes, sir. Just came up with this. I sketched it all out, but he put his work to it. So
yeah, I was going to ask you. The colors are incredible in the book. You know, I mean, and looking at the images, it's just they are so bright and vivid. And it's so cool that you know he actually did it all by hand and did it on actual paper, because I feel like a lot of artists nowadays it's all digital, you know. And for you to have kind of implement that, was that more of a challenge though to make sure the sizing was right for the pages and everything?
Oh, it was. Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. Because some of I let him know the dimensions to it. You know, he can only work with what he has for so much. So thankfully, he made the pictures much bigger than what they were supposed to be initially. But that actually worked because I was able to shrink the size down to the dimensions of this book so it wouldn't lose its quality. If it were a little too small and I had to expand it, then it would have been a bit pixelated. So It actually worked to our advantage, but yes, it was a bit challenging. He had mentioned it to. It took him a few months. We actually started this process back in February of 2022, and we finished it several months later. And now it's finally in its final phase and ready for publication.
That's amazing. And you know, what was the journey like, kind of creating the idea for the book? I mean, you know, obviously this didn't come out of thin air. So what was kind of the inspiration?
So myself, I grew up with a stuffed animal, actually a purple stuffed animal named John, the same one. Surprise, it's actually about me a little bit, but no, but honestly, I was in, my wife, she had just given birth to our twins at Santa Clarita a couple of years ago. And I actually brought my stuffed animal with me, you know, to give to her so she can hold on to it. You know, it's that one of those love attachments that you just want your family to grow up with as well. So I gave it to her. She was holding on to him. She slept in the bed, just held him for good luck. And then I left to go somewhere, I think to go get her some food or something. And while I was gone, something happened in her room. Think with the bathtub in that hospital room had broke and water went everywhere. So yeah, it was pretty bad. Thankfully, she didn't hurt herself. But when I came back to the hospital, she was in a different hospital room, and I was looking for her, and they told me where she was. So I went to go make sure she was okay, make sure she didn't slip while she was in recovery. She had a C-section, and you know, you can imagine the thought that might go into her head. I hope she didn't fall or anything like that. So it didn't dawn on me until later that night, like, hey, where's John at? And she said, I'm not sure. So they went and got the staff trying to look for it. I mean, like, in hindsight, it was just a stuffed animal, but I actually grew up with that thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my kids are going to have this same stuffed animal. And so could not find it, and the staff couldn't find it at all. We think it may have gotten, like, mixed up or thrown away or something. And then I was like, damn it.
oh, my God.
That hit me in the gut. I got that thing in the fourth grade. I'm 34 now.
That sucks because you connected so well with this stuffed animal. I mean, listen, it's just a stuffed animal, as they always say.
But right.
When an item means a lot to you, you know, I mean, it means a lot to you. You know, you don't want to see it just get thrown away, you know?
Right, for sure. and so, like, in that, I just thought, damn, you know, like it took some weeks not for me to get over. I was just like, okay, I mean, my newborns are literally in the NICU, so I was still happy, but I was a bit bummed out. I'm like, dang, because they could have had this as well. Mm-hmm. But I think a few weeks had passed, and then I was thinking, you know what, I should make a story out of that. And so I wrote the book. Actually, I wrote it relatively quickly. I think I wrote it in like 20 to 30 minutes because everything just flowed. It was probably one of the easier books I wrote. Just because it wasn't as long, and the images, it just kind of just all flowed to me. But yeah, initially it came from, I didn't have them, and that was kind of like a departure, a welcome to my children, my new children, and a goodbye to like the old life. So that's where the idea came from.
So, you know, last time we obviously talked to you about the book Sacred, you know, that you released, and that was, you know, more of a scary kind of, you know, thrilling novel. But, you know, now you've released this, you know, this children's book. Tell me a little bit about, you know, kind of going from one to the other. You know, is it challenging as an author to kind of separate yourself from, you know, that world to then going into like the more, you know, toned down children's area of writing?
Oh, yeah. Like, it's weird, too, because like with Sacred, and I also have another one. I got to talk to you a little bit about that one a little later. But like with Sacred, is a lot of poetry that comes to me later in the day, and more of the creativity comes to me early in the morning. So like when I was working on Sacred, I did a lot of that stuff later at night, just kind of more in the day has already gone by. It could be a stressful day. I'm more in my thoughts more than my creativity. And so, it's not challenging for me to bounce between the two because I do them at different times of the day and my mindset is a bit different. Like early in the morning, my creativity is overflowing and I can just boom, 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 you know, get in there, do all these, create these worlds, nice, colorful, vibrant worlds. At night, just a more dark tone, more poetic, more things come to me that may have a lot of emotional attachment to it. And so it's not difficult per se, but that's kind of my style with it, bouncing between the two.
Well, I asked that too, because, you know, Goodbye John, it's out now, you know, it released this month. But, you know, tell me about obviously the two other books that are coming out later this year, because they are obviously complete 160s from this book.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, so right now we got, Dear Sick Mental Virus. That one is dropping September 1st. That one is a poetry book as well. That one is dealing with mental illnesses, people who I've encountered throughout my entirety of just being in the military, or just people who I have met, and myself, including my family or my wife, you know, their stories of things that you have just gone through. The tone of it is really specific on sickness, mental illnesses, but also trying to help motivate people to get through it. So I'm sharing these stories of people who it ranges from body dysmorphia to anxiety, depression, anxiety and depressive disorders, to alcohol use disorders, to just everyday struggles. And throughout the book, I'm having these little messages of, you know, never give up. Don't quit on yourself. Keep pushing through. This is how they made it. This is how they made it through. But I'm doing it in a poetic style. So some of it is storytelling and some of it is in rhyme format. And some of them are just a few sentences long. But that one is in September. And September is actually Mental Health Awareness Month. So that's why I'm dropping that poetry book in September. Now, the other one that I've been waiting to drop since last year is Gravesite of Mahogany. That one's coming out in October 1st. That one is a children's book. It's dealing with a kid that's going through psychosis. So the kind of the give a synopsis of the story is a kid whose parents are these treasure hunters, but they hunt for these items that are more like relics of ancient artifacts. A lot of the treasure hunters that they deal with, they go and they hunt for these things throughout the world, but they don't go to these forbidden areas. The main character of Gravesite of Mahogany, his parents, his name is Clay, his parents go out and search these ancient areas. They come to this forest called the Alona Forest, and they find this grave of this ancient chief, and they dig his grave up, and they find this medallion around his neck, and they snatch it off of his neck, take his body, which is just a skeleton, and they dump it in a river somewhere. Shortly after, a little kid comes out of nowhere,
oh my
dressed
God.
In all black. He dressed in all black. His face is completely covered. And he's saying, hey, I lost my parents. I lost my parents. Yeah, there's nothing strange about a kid coming out of nowhere saying I lost my parents when you this body. So, but those, but with Clay's parents actually being parents, they were concerned for him, and they decided to bring this kid back to their home. A few days later pass, and the kid says, hey, I know where my parents are at. And then Clay wants to go to the forest with his parents and this mysterious kid, but the mysterious kid tells him, no, stay here. Anyway, the character's name is Ahriman. Ahriman takes Clay's parents back to the forest, and then hours go by. Clay's confused, like, where are my parents at? Ahriman comes back and says, hey, your parents, something terrible happened to them. They were murdered in the forest. Mm-hmm. And Clay's like, what the hell's going on? And it leads to this whole debacle of Clay going to the forest and realizing that this life that his parents lived was really scary to begin with. And he decides to take his revenge on the forest. And because he feels like whatever was in the forest took his family away. So he wanted to take that away from whatever was there, whatever spirits or things that lie in that forest. And so that's the premise of the story. And everything else, they got to read to find out.
That's amazing, you know, and obviously such creative and compelling stuff. I mean, obviously you get a lot of inspiration from being a dad. You know, tell me, you know, mm-hmm. do your kids ever, you know, keep you, always say to you, like, dad, like, what's the next story going to be about? You know, like, what else are you going to write about me?
Oh, yeah. They do. They do, actually. So I have another story. I actually pitched this idea back in 2020, 2021. One of those years. But my sister, she's a professional illustrator. Her name is Marie Laurie.
Yeah.
And she is working on this book. My son's name is Abel. We named this book the Abel Jr. Series, and it's kind of specializing around fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
But these fruits and vegetables are their own characters, and the world is completely vibrant. It has nothing to do with planet Earth, actually. It's its own world. Where we created things from the ideas of, you know, of fruits and vegetables, and even the vehicles mm-hmm. are modeled after fruits. And the idea really subconsciously is to get kids to look at that and, you know, see this world full of these nutritious things, and to ultimately, you know, continue to eat more on a nutritious level. I mean, they're going to have candy and their junk food and things like that, but I also wanted to kind of put something in there, a little hidden detail of, oh, you know what, maybe we should keep eating these fruits because it's good for us, mm-hmm. while at the same time telling these awesome stories. But that one is about the character is about my son, who's autistic, but he's like this cool, I can't wait for that one to come out. But I think it's going to be slated for sometime next year. But it's going to be a series. It's called the Abel Jr. Series, and it's Abel Jr.'s fill in the blank.
That's amazing. Well, you know, Osiris, you know, where can people follow you? Where can people find all your work?
It's going to be on my website, www.osirisinc.com, and that's spelled OCYRUSINK.com. And it is a secure website. You don't have to have the concern of going there and thinking that it's unsecured. I do own the domain, mm-hmm. As well. And speaking of which, I actually, since this, I had my last interview, I actually, managed to, start up my own, book publishing company.
That's awesome.
It's called Osiris Inc. Publishing. And I actually have one other author who's on this with me as well. So, the vision is there, and I've been working really hard. I work with the USPTO for the trademark to get my book logo trademarked. Mm. And later this year, we're going to be, we're just waiting to make sure for my publishing company to become an LLC. So we're moving. Yeah. We're moving
Hell
upward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Congratulations on that. Seriously.
Thank you so much.
And such great such great shit coming out of Osiris Publishing too. I'm so excited about what's gonna be coming for that too. You know, and for those who want to get involved with Osiris Publishing, they can go straight to OsirisInc.com. Correct?
Yes, sir. Yep. That's, yes, sir. And I'm really receptive with you know, emails if anyone join, and they can join my email my newsletter as well. As soon as they sign on to the home page, it's right there, and it takes just a couple of seconds just to put your email there and just click sign up. And then I'm really good. I send personal emails, mm-hmm. and then I also send email chains to, hey, this is what's coming up. and hey, how's everybody doing? And I also get ideas from different people too. So they've liked it to where I will say, hey, what do you think about this idea? I'm working on this book, get some input and kind of get their input to work on another story. So it's all just a collaborative effort.
That's awesome. Well, Osiris, thank you so much for coming on the Zach Feldman Show again. And best of luck with everything. Thanks for your service. And thanks and best of luck with everything, including with this brand new book that was just released this month. And I'm excited for everything else that's going to be released in the future, too.
Thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to come back on. Thank you.
Anytime. The Webster Music Station, Z Radio Live, back with more Zach Feldman Show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.